Sukkah, Aleph Mishnah Tes. Hamishal shel defonos milmala lamata. If a person is lowering, meaning he's weaving the walls. This is the way the Rav explains. So let's say he's weaving walls from the top down. He starts at the top frame of the sukkah, and he's weaving walls around, going downwards. Im gavo min ha'aretz shlosha tefachim. If at the end, when he finishes up, the bottom of his walls that he weaved is more than 3 tefachim off the ground, psula. The 3 tefachim, the Rav explains, is the shear that a little goat can walk through, as we all know. Because when this happens, that's not considered a mechitza. Milmata lamala, but what if he's weaving in the opposite direction? He starts from the very bottom, and he goes upwards. Im gavo min ha'aretz asar tefachim kshera. As long as the complete mechitza that he's weaving is 10 tefachim off the ground, even if the schach is much, much higher. So let's say he has a frame that goes straight up. There should be a picture below. And the weave is 10 tefachim high, but the frame goes all the way up, and the schach's all the way up higher in the sky. That's still kosher. Why? Because there's a concept, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. This is going to be another concept called good achutz mechitzasa, that we look at a wall as if it goes straight up. And it's as if the wall is going all the way up to the schach. So we would touch wherever the schach is, as long as the schach is in line with where this mechitza is, we say it going upwards. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kishem Shemilamato, Lamala Sartvachim, just like if you were going from downwards and you were weaving upwards, all you needed was asar tefachim. You only needed 10 tefachim high, and then even if you had a lot of space on top of it, it's also fine. We say good achot mechitzasa. Kach milmal lamata asar tefachim. So too, if you're weaving downwards, as long as the wall is the height of asar tefachim, that's what it means. As long as the wall is the height of asar tefachim, you can have space that's more than 3 tefachim off the ground. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can have, let's say, a 6 tefach space from the ground. It could be very open from the floor. As long as the mechitza somewhere in this area is 10 tefachim high, that's the height of the wall. The wall can start, the bottom of the wall can start in the middle. That's also okay. Because according to Biosi, you say good achutz mechitzasa. This is one way to learn, by the way, good achutz mechitzasa. This is the way the Ritva learns that good achutz mechitzasa not just only works going upwards, but it also works going downwards, according to Biosi. But the problem is, the Tanakhama held that a mechitza that's tluya, that's hanging, is not considered a mechitza. This is what the Rav brings. And the Rav says, Allah is not like Rabbi Yossi, because a mechitza tluya, that's sort of suspended, is not considered a mechitza. That's why you at least need the mechitza to be 3 tefachim from the ground. Mishnah continues, Hirchik es asikuch min hadfana shlosha tefachim psula. This is talking about a different inyan. If you would distance the schach from the walls on top, so now we're not dealing with space vertically, we're dealing with space on top, horizontally, between the schach and the wall. If you would distance the schach from the walls 3 tefachim, it's pasul. So in other words, if you have space of 3 tefachim or more from the schach to any of the 4 walls, if you have a 4-wall sukkah, then it's pasul, because the walls have to connect to the schach. What's interesting here is, if it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's considered okay because of a din of lavud, that we consider anything less than 3 tefachim as if the space is taken up. The mefarshim go into, what if you have both issues? What if you have schach that's less than 3 tefachim, so you come onto lavud, that's how you finish that space. Do you also then say, if you also had the other thing where you have on the walls, that the walls were, let's say, 10 tefachim high from the bottom, but there was a lot of space, so you're saying good achutz mechitzasa. So do you use both at the same time, good achutz, where the wall goes straight up, that's how we look at it, and do you also simultaneously say that the schach is going all the way to where the wall is? So this is a machlekes rishon, it's very interesting. Sugya, ayin sham.